News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government has decided a dedicated police force on public transport needs the power to arrest people if it's going to work. To discuss this, we're joined by Christy Galligan, a former Garda sergeant. First of all, Christy, are you in favour of the idea of a dedicated transport police?
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea, and I would have advocated for a transport police for many years, because we have seen and heard of the problems on our transport system here in Ireland, especially in the Dublin area and around the major urban areas. Our buses, maybe on our Lewis or our railway tracks. And I think it would ease the problems for Garda Síochána too, because of the difficulties they have in relation to, filling those jobs that need to be done on the transport system. And I think a dedicated transport police like they have in the UK and other parts of the world would be a great plus, a great idea. And I think the Minister for Justice, Jim McCallum, is all behind it.
Okay. Interesting, because do you know what? I didn't know what answer you were going to give to that. And I wondered, might you, as a former guard, might you be kind of a little bit territorial and say, no, let on Garda Síochána, there's one police force and let's keep. But you're not taking that view.
No, I'm not taking that view. And I think it's a very positive step if it gets up off the ground, and I hope it doesn't take years for it to happen, because, you know, it's a very simple thing. You have over 2,700 kilometres of railway track, 53 kilometres of electrified tracks, and you have over 200 bus routes with 5,000 stops. All of these things need to be covered, and Garda Síochána cannot cover every aspect or every part of it. And you have administration buildings, warehousing and all of that. So a dedicated transport police who could dedicate their time and their effort into ensuring safety on the railway and on our buses and our roads.
Yeah, makes sense. I'm not trying to be negative here at all, but I'm just looking at the challenges in setting it up. Like, we are struggling to get Gardaí at the moment, although I think there's a bit of an uplift in the numbers applying, but we're struggling to get. Will we be able to get people to be public transport police officers, do you think?
I think there will be a willingness for people to join the transport police. I think there will, and I think the jobs are out there that will be filled. I think, you know, there's an incentive for people to ensure, even working locally, like you would have people from the Dublin area working locally on those areas within that transport system, primarily around the Dublin area. I think there will be an incentive to join, and I think we talk about the recruitment and retention in Garda Síochána. Just move away from that for a minute. I think this is something different, something new, and there will be a lot of interest by applicants for positions within the transport police system.
Final question for you on it. Like, look, the Gardaí are not perfect. There's been, there's been bad apples and so on. But generally speaking, I think I speak for most people when I say, I kind of trust the Gardaí. I trust their ability to act proportionately, to not go over the top, to handle things well. Giving powers of arrest to another body that don't have that, 100 years of culture of knowing how to police. Is there a risk in that?
Well, there is. There's a risk in everything we do every day, actually. But I think, you might have people from Garda Síochána, people who may have had previously been trained up in Garda Síochána, who might also have an interest, who would be a great asset to that body as well. Not only just new people coming in, learning the tricks of the trade, as we say, but also former members of the force or former members of our defence forces as well, who could be a very valuable asset to the new transport police.
Okay. It does happen in other countries, of course, and it has worked.
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Really interesting. Thanks for talking to us, Christy Galligan there, a former Garda sergeant. Let us know what you think. Good idea? Bad idea? Will it happen? Won't it happen? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.